New members of Congress have a crash course available to teach them about the biggest challenges they'll deal with as they come into Congress. Bob Tobias is professor of key executive leadership programs at American University. And he told me on the program last week that program's lacking in one particular area, and he's back with some potential remedies. Bob, it's great to have you back on the program. We were pinched for time when we talked about what members of Congress learn in the bipartisan program for newly elected members of Congress at the Harvard University Institute of Politics. Now, a lot of members go, and we did cover the fact in the time that we had last week that it's optional. So what I asked you to do to follow up on this was to flesh out the topics that members of Congress should learn as they come in and maybe be refreshed on as they serve as their time in Congress increases. And you suggested, you write, we need a new program for new members that identifies their role as a member of the board of directors for the executive branch of government. Why do you think that message doesn't get through now? Thanks for coming back, Bob.
Well, the Harvard program is a good program because it alerts members to the cutting-edge public policy creation issues. So, for example, this program did immigration reform. It talked about budget creation, those kinds of items. But the responsibility, I believe, that Congress has, because it has the constitutional responsibility and authority to enact laws, but it also has the constitutional authority and responsibility to ensure their implementation, that they enact a budget necessary to carry out the laws they've enacted, and then some oversight responsibility, which is analogous to the responsibility to ensure public policy implementation. They have the same responsibility that any other board of directors of a nonprofit organization has, but I don't think that many members think of themselves in those terms. And so an opportunity to spend some time to learn about that responsibility, I think, would be time well spent.
Where do you think something like this should live, Bob? It's going to cost money to do it. Where do you think that money should come from, that kind of thing?
Well, currently, Congress funds Harvard to do that program and allows members to go. I think educating members of Congress ought to be a congressional responsibility, and so I think they ought to fund it.
The program, I dug more into this program since I talked to you last week, and I was struck by the number of people who have experience in the executive branch who go and speak, and yet it doesn't, I agree with you, it doesn't seem like the kind of information that you're suggesting should get through. One of them might be a data problem. One of my contacts who is involved with federal employee advocacy on the Hill says that OPM is not able to provide data, or not willing to provide data, don't know which, on the number of federal employees that live in each member's congressional district, because the members ask folks constantly, well, I don't know how many federal employees even live in my district, so I don't know why I should care. I wonder if that kind of data might be useful in educating members of Congress about how large or small the role of the federal government, the role of the executive branch is in their constituency.
I think that the data ought to include not only the number of employees, but the number of federal dollars that are spent in each congressional district and in each state. If I'm going to be a member of the board of directors and I'm going to represent my constituency, I ought to know those basic kinds of facts.
You write, the primary methodology for public policy implementation is through the employees of the executive branch. That ensures that they have the right people with the right skills who are properly trained and motivated. That's also part of the board of directors' responsibility. Now, we do see some oversight of that now in the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee and also in the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, but it sounds like you would like to see more involvement in those areas. Does that necessarily imply more oversight, or are you simply suggesting more awareness, Bob?
I'm suggesting both, Francis, because I think the oversight now often focuses on screw-ups in that agencies make, large or small. But the real issue is the statute itself. And so, for example, the IRS got in trouble, but the root cause of that problem was the failure of Congress to articulate the standards for charitable contributions. Now, if I'm really doing serious oversight, that's what I'm trying to uncover, not beat up a federal agency that had trouble implementing what I, as a member of the board of directors, should be taking responsibility for.
With all due respect, my friend, you're asking political animals to stop being political to some degree. We understand that there will always be some level of that, some degree of that. But I wonder if maybe that's not a pretty heavy ask to ask members of Congress to put that aside when it comes to this particular area.
It's one thing, I think, to ask to be put aside, which assumes that there's an awareness of something to put aside. And what I fear now is that there isn't even an awareness, so there's no conscious choice of putting it aside. Rather, it's just not taken into account at all. So I think that members of Congress ought at least be aware of this responsibility before they put it aside.
The Bob Tobias of American University with me, looking at what Congress should know about the executive branch. I'm going to go back to this data issue, Bob, because I wonder if that might go a long way, at least being able, maybe at least turning the light on with some members and saying, this is not on my radar screen at all, but now that I've been presented with this information, it should at least be on my radar screen, maybe not become the most important issue that I deal with. But that seems to be the driver for the members that live in the Washington, D.C. area, because it's right in their faces all the time. And I wonder if that might not work in some other areas of the country, too.
I think it would. I think it would for sure. And, Francis, I think that if any majority leader or minority leader wrote to OPM and said, we need this data, it would be forthcoming.
It's interesting because I would think that a member who was interested in having that data could ask the Government Accountability Office to collect it, too. I would think if GAO went to OPM and said, we would like to figure out how we can get this information, there would be a way to get that information.
I agree.
The final thought here about the possibility of creating some methodology for members to understand how the executive branch works. Is this something that should be a one and done, or is it something that we should figure out a way to have members go through on a periodic basis, given that the structure of the government does change some from time to time?
I think the latter. I think the latter. I think that it should be done on a regular basis. I think that we need to make it, it's hard for Congress to pass a law that they must attend something. But I believe that properly designed and properly presented is something that members of Congress and even perhaps their chiefs of staff would attend to really remind them of this quite fundamental constitutional responsibility.